Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to a new edition of the Cards Cast, a game day version of the Cards Cast, a Governor's Cup edition of the Cards Cast. As number 9 Louisville hosts Kentucky, L&N Stadium sold out for the second time this season. Cardinals an 8-point favorite, trying to buck the trend. Lost 4 straight to the Wildcats in a series that many thought Louisville would dominate throughout the year. So Louisville trying to get fortune back on its side, make the Governor's Cup the third trophy added to the Howard Schnellenberger Complex this year, joining the Aflac Trophy and the Howard Schnellenberger Trophy from the Louisville-Miami game. I'm Cardinal Authority Senior Writer Michael McCamma, joined by publisher Jody Demling. And Jody, this is a game that a lot of people circled the moment Jeff Brohm was announced as head coach at the University of Louisville, because there's one thing for sure, and we heard him say it on Monday, he takes rivalries pretty seriously.
Yeah, he does. I mean, you go all the way back to high school. He never lost in the Trinity-St. X rivalry. He was 6-0. In teams that he quarterbacked in the rivalry. When you look at what he did as an assistant coach, when he was here at Louisville, some successful times. I'm trying to remember the years, but I know he was part of that, the first 5 straight wins that, in the Bobby Petrino era and the end of the Bobby Petrino era there, Bobby Petrino won, I should say. And then, when you look at Indiana and Purdue, I mean, he was, didn't win them all, but he was really good in that rivalry. And in a couple of those times early on, they probably didn't have the best team, Michael.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of the Jeff Brohm mantra throughout his career, where no matter where he's been, be it at Western, Purdue, now at Louisville, he has a way, as we've seen this year, of getting his guys, hyped up, getting them ready to play in these big games, whether it be pregame or halftime, as we saw in the season opener at Georgia Tech when they had to come back or whatever the case may be. He knows how to get his guys ready. And this year, I think, with the roster management that they did through the transfer portal and obviously the development of the younger guys that have stepped up this year, I think they've got a team that is certainly capable, as I mentioned, Las Vegas believes so, now putting the Cardinals in an 8-point favorite, that can, end this losing streak to Kentucky.
Yeah, and I really think that, I'm one that I got to see something before I do believe it, and I'm really want to see. I mean, I just remember the domination the last 4 years, and really that 2018 year is an anomaly for everything when you talk about Louisville football. It was just such a bad year. So that was one of those years where I don't even really put a lot of stock into that one, because most of those games that Louisville was playing opponents, it was pretty easy. It was 56-10, that year. But when you look at, 45-13, 52-21, and 26-13, and I had kind of forgotten a little bit about last year. Louisville got some yards last year, and they played, they put up some, and it was only 26-13, but there were 4 field goals last year. It was 13-0 in the second quarter, and it was 26-7 late in the game, and before Louisville scored at the very end. And Michael, it was during the Scott Satterfield era, it was total domination up front, and it was total domination on the scoreboard. And so this game right here, this is the one reason why I'm. Look, I picked, did I pick 8 or 9, whatever I picked, 8 or 9 wins, whatever, and it kept adjusting throughout the year. But I thought Louisville would have a successful season this year, but I thought there were a few games during the season, and knock on wood, so far it hasn't happened, that Louisville would get physically outmatched because of Jeff Brom wants more of that Big Ten attitude, and Louisville under Scott Satterfield did not have that attitude. And this was a program that had some, for lack of a better way of saying it, some soft guys that were up front and that were on this roster, you know, when Jeff Brom took over. And that's the crazy thing to me, is they have overcome that. Now, can they overcome it again against a team that is probably defensively bigger than most teams? They don't play it. They haven't played as well as a lot of the teams Louisville's played, or some of the teams Louisville's played. They might not be as talented as a couple of these defenses Louisville's played, but man, they are big and physical. And that's what, like I said, Michael, that's the whole thing. That's what worried me at the beginning of the season, and still to this day kind of keeps me worried.
Need to get some toughness. Saying? They need to come out and show some toughness. They don't need to be entitled, and they don't need to have their fans be snobby.
Right. They just need to come out and have toughness. And, you know, that's the thing. I thought Kentucky has punched Louisville in the mouth the last few years. And when they've done that, Louisville has not fought back. Louisville has kind of caved in. And, you know, that's what back, you know, 2011 through 2015, when Louisville won the five in a row, that's what Louisville was doing. You know what I mean? That's the best part about what Louisville did, is they came out and they took it to Kentucky. And even though a couple of those games were close, remember the 44-40 game in 2014 with Kyle Bowlin. Those games were not easy games, but I thought Louisville was the aggressor in those games. And I think that that's what this needs to be this time. And I think that, that's what Jeff Brom will do. I think Jeff Brom will come out and I think Jeff Brom will get this team ready to go. I think he's got them ready to go. I think they'll be focused, and I think they'll come out and try to punch Kentucky in the mouth.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Greetings, Fantasy Warriors. I'm Heath Cummings, your guide to fantasy dominance on FFT Dynasty. Join me this offseason, where mock drafts become epic showdowns and every pick shapes your legacy.
If I was Adam, with the team that he's built, Will Levis makes so much more sense.
And that's not all. We're peeling back the curtain on the future with our exclusive 2024 NFL Draft Prospect Profiles. Uncover hidden gems that'll elevate your roster to legendary status.
Puka Nacua. After Cooper Kupp, we really have no idea who's going to get the targets.
Keaton Mitchell of East Carolina. Explosive speed is ridiculous.
This isn't just a podcast. It's a playbook for champions. Subscribe to FFT Dynasty now, and together we'll conquer the fantasy football frontier. Your dynasty journey starts here.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly to the point, that from what we've been seeing in this rivalry the last few years during the Satterfield era, is whether it be between the whistles or before the game or whatever, leading up to it, one thing that Mark Stoops' teams, whether it be the Louisville game or some of their other opponents, they seem to, you know, they like to talk some trash. They like to try to get into their opponent's head. They like to stand by the entrance when the other team's running on the field. They like to jump on the bird at midfield. All that kind of stuff that's kind of gotten, you know, the little side stories on this quote unquote toughness that Kentucky's been portraying the last few years. You know, the garbage cans flying at Kroger Field a few years ago, you know. So, and then of course you got to remember Scott Satterfield standing at midfield complaining to Mark Stoops, doing the L's down. You know, all that stuff's got to, you know, become a thing of the past. As you pointed out, when Bobby Petrino was here, when Charlie Strong was here, Louisville was the team that was the aggressor, that came out and punched first and kept swinging. And without question, Jeff Brom, a guy who's from Louisville, grew up in Louisville, knows what it's all about, played here, coached here. You know, that's kind of his MO as well. I mean, he's not afraid to take punches. He's not, afraid to punch somebody else in the mouth as well, football speaking as well. That's one thing I think Louisville, with the hiring of Jeff Brohm, you know, immediately came back, you know, to their side. Not to say that Kentucky's going to get soft or anything, but now Louisville has a coach that's going to teach its players to be just as tough, just as in the face as Mark Stoops has been telling his players to sometimes before the whistle.
Yeah, I go all the way back to 2000, you know, to the early 2000s, and I remember in 2000, Louisville won in 2003. Louisville had won a few games in a row, then lost in 2002. They won in 2003. In 2004, there was a lot of smack talking going into that game. I just specifically remember this game because of one of the very first plays. It was on the first drive, and Lionel Gates, who had a 100-yard gain in 2004, just physically ran over a Kentucky defender in the hole at one point or another early in that game, and that set the tone. Things like that, you know, things like that set the tone. You know, the crazy thing about it, Michael, is during the Scott Satterfield era, Louisville had two of the top 10 rushing games in the history of the series on Louisville's side. Javion Hawkins had 142 yards in 2019, and Juwar Jordan had 145 yards last year. So they've had two guys in the top 10 as far as rushing all-time single game against Kentucky. Yet neither one of those games were even close, 45-13 and 26-13, because it was more of, again, it was just more of that kind of the soft, the attitude that they had, and they didn't do much up front. And yes, you piled up some yards, but you never really got anything going against them. I think it's huge to get the run going. It's a little like last week for me. If Louisville can get the running game going, I think they can be successful against Kentucky. It's going to be tough because they've got a big and again physical defense, but it's not going to be impossible. And I think that they can do that. I think they can do that next week or tomorrow and get something going against this team. They won't be my and what I was going to say about next week is. I don't think they'll be – I know they're not. Next week is huge with being in the ACC championship game for the first time in school history, but they're not going to be focused on that. This team is focused on Kentucky. They know what's happened the last couple of years. They're going to be reminded about it 400 times today and 7,000 times tomorrow. I know. I exaggerate a little bit, but you get my point. This staff is going to beat it into their brains, and they have been all week, that this is a rivalry that has been totally lopsided for the last few years, and Louisville needs to come out and take care of it.
Yeah, I think the Miami comparison's a great one. Louisville does need to come out and obviously establish the run, and like you pointed out, it's going to be more of a challenge against Kentucky. They have a very big and talented defensive line that's going to be determined on slowing that ground game. But much like Miami, I think we need to see Jack Plummer get pretty active in the passing game as well. Would love to see Jamari Thrash come out and be a lot more healthier than he's been in recent weeks. Same with Juwar Jordan. If you can get those guys closer to 100%, that's a huge feather in Louisville's cap. I think, again, though, this is going to be a game where, you know, Louisville's defense has got to step up and play. They kind of slid a little bit last week. You know, you saw Miami run for a lot of yards against the Cardinals defense. I think they need to tighten up that up as they're facing Ray Davis, a really good running back for the Wildcats. So, you know, if the defense can create a turnover or obviously, you know, some multiple three and outs and create opportunities for that offense to get ahead and potentially, you know, make a two-score cushion, then I really like Louisville's chances. But I think this is one, again, Louisville's an 8-point favorite, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's closer than that as we get into the final minutes of the fourth quarter.
Louisville's won 5 one-possession games this season. Yep. They've won 11 in a row at home, and I think the defense will pick up from that. Look, the last couple of weeks, we'll see what they do tomorrow. They have – you hear about it in basketball a lot. You don't hear about it in football a lot because a lot of teams don't – we haven't had a lot of opportunity to do this, but they have tightened their rotations a little bit in defense on the defense, specifically on the defensive line. The snap counts have come down for a few guys. And they're really going with the guys they want to go with. Will they continue to do that? Because I think the last 2 weeks in doing that, they might not have been as fresh at the end of games, but they're getting a lot out of the guys that they put out there. And you know, you're seeing a lot more of Jermaine Lole, Des Tell, Mason Reiger, Obviously, Ashton Gelati and Stephen Heron, guys like that. You're seeing the other guys, but it's been in limited capacity. So I think we might see them go back to kind of getting a lot of guys in the game and trying to get the crowd up. And I think it's huge early on. I think that's the whole thing, Michael. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot. It's going to be really cool to see. And we've got it all covered for you, as we've got everything on the website. We'll have our picks up, and it's the final game of the regular season. And the crazy thing is we still have two games left after this. So it makes it kind of fun. You know, you're a successful season when you've got two games left and you're watching football Thanksgiving weekend and you've got three games, you know, left to play. You know, that's a lot of fun.
Looking forward to it. Of course, Louisville 6-0 at home under Jeff Brohm this season. And get this, averaging defeating their opponents by an average of 30 points per game. Don't think we'll see that on Saturday, but I do think we'll see a Louisville victory, and I think we'll see the Governor's Cup come back to the Howard Schnellenberger complex. And it's going to, like you said, Jody, it's going to be an early one, Card March 9:30, but it's going to be an electric atmosphere for sure.
Yeah, for Michael McCammon, I'm Jody Dimling. We will see you at LNN Stadium. It's going to be a lot of fun for this weekend here, Louisville and Kentucky in the Governor's Cup. This has been our game day edition of the Cards Cast.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.